That's a fact. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, we'll get you one of these. You don't have to read it that way, but everyone that reads the Bible through this year can come to the Bible Reader's Banquet free of charge. Brother Teddy, would you pray for us and Tom and Betty, please? Thank you. Okay, for a few weeks now, months even, we've been in the book of Genesis, and we saw in the first book of Genesis the creation of all things, and then man corrupted all things, and God had to condemn all things, and then man gets confused, been confused ever since. That's 11 chapters, covered 2,000 years. Then we started into the patriarchs, the second book of Genesis. We saw Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, which starts our third book of Genesis, just easy ways to remember it. And we've moved up to about chapter 41 here, and we saw Joseph the seer. And Samuel told us that a prophet, which was aforetime called a seer. So we know that that's Joseph the prophet now. And we quit last week. Well, we saw a dream. Pharaoh had a dream, and the butler said, I remember my sins, my shortcomings. I haven't been talking about Joseph. And that's Brother Rick's shortcoming. I haven't been talking about the Lord. I haven't been mentioning the Lord to everybody. Pharaoh has a dream, and Joseph gets out of prison, and he says, God can interpret dreams. I can't do it, but God can. And he gives Pharaoh the interpretation and the revelation. And I'll go ahead and tell you again, Pharaoh did not deserve revelation. They were idol worshipers. They were wicked. They were heathen. But that's not all. I was a heathen. I am a heathen. And I didn't deserve a revelation. And God gave me a revelation. And it's grace. And it's important. And it's certain. And it's comforting. And it's right on time. And it's urgent. It's universal. Anybody can get in. Even if you're from Nallon, you can get in. Anybody can get in. And it predicted doom. The dream, the revelation predicted doom. But it also provided deliverance. You can get in this morning. Have you been delivered? Have you been? Yeah, hallelujah, amen. I got delivered. The Lord delivered me. I was born wrong, and He come around and born me again. I got birthed again. We're in verse 33 now, starting off today, Genesis 41, 33. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And I checked that out again. I looked up discreet. It says, wise in avoiding error. You know, that's what I need to do is avoid error. I want to be right. I don't know if anybody's right, but I want to avoid error. And then it says, discreet is cautious. I ought to just run into stuff with my eyes shut. I need to go in with my eyes open. I need to know, hey, this might be a trick. Right. I have traded horses a time or two. You got to watch, make sure they got four legs. You don't want to just go into it and say, yeah, I'll take it over the phone. You don't want to do that. You want to avoid error. And then that wisdom, I looked at that, and it says proper. Remember, Joseph got the robe because it was proper. Not to be proud, but to be proper. And wisdom means fit. And learned and knowing. There's no premium on ignorance. The Lord doesn't want us to be stupid. I can do better. I could do better. I could get in there and find what He's wanting me to know. I could do better. Let's check out some verses on that. Joseph's not the only one that needs wisdom. Brother Rick does. If you don't need these verses, I do. Let's check it out in James 1:5. James 1:5. Hey, if any of you lack wisdom, I can get in right here. Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. He's got it everywhere. It's rolling around everywhere. He's wanting me to have it worse than I want it. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But there you have not because you ask not. Hey, maybe I'll just ask for something. Proverbs 1. Verse 7. You really could read the whole book, the first 8 chapters. I mean, it's just everywhere in Proverbs. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. November 16, 1974, he passed by my way. I saw the light. A big wave of light hit me. The first thing I understood, light's a picture of understanding. I understood I was wrong. I was wrong about everything. He's right. Chapter 9, Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of doing right. The beginning of being proper. The beginning of being fit. The beginning of being learned. The beginning of knowing. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Wonder where you're going to get that. Wonder where I'm going to get any knowledge of the holy. Chapter 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Many times I open this up, I get reproved. It shows me where there's smudges on my face. Show me where my hair is messed up. Show me how to get right. How to iron it, get it straightened out. Chapter 3, Proverbs 3. We really could, again, we could read the whole chapter. I'm not going to. But we could read the whole chapter, especially. Let's start at 5. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. See, I think I know, but I don't know. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She, wisdom, is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. I believe I'll just hold on to her. I believe I'll just keep her. I believe I'll hold on to her. Proper. Back to Genesis 34. We read 34. We read 33. Verse 34. Let Pharaoh do this. Seek out a wise man to run the show. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Remember, there's going to be a 7-year famine. First is 7 years of plenty. And lay that up for the 7 bad years, and let them gather all the food of all the good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Again, a man, not a committee. It wasn't for entertainment. The seer told the future for the salvation of the whole known world. Joseph's going to save the whole known world. The Savior of the world. A picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God picked a man, not a committee. Not a committee. Let's go to verse 37 now. We got Joseph the statesman. Jacob's not the only one that the chickens come home to roost. That thing works both ways. Joseph's been right. He's done right. He's always obeyed. He followed the Lord, obeyed his parents, and obeyed the Lord. And now his chickens are coming home to roost too. It works both ways. 37. Let's see here. 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" This is the first mention that an individual, a man, has the Spirit of God in him. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God has showed thee all this, there's none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. According to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." He said, "You're going to be my right-hand man. You're going to be my right arm." Again, we're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. More than once it says the Lord is Jesus is the Father's right arm. His promotion. Joseph is getting promoted to a righteous place, into the palace, out of the prison. His chickens are coming home to roost. Pharaoh believed God's messenger. He believed the message. He believed the revelation. And Joseph's going to benefit. The world's going to benefit. The world. On the spot, Joseph is promoted from the prison to the palace. He's over Potiphar. He's over top of Potiphar's wife. He's over the whole nation right next to Pharaoh. He's vice president, vice king. He's over all. Let's look at verse 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all." Joseph gets his freedom back. He gets released. He gets his freedom back. Verse 40, he gets to be overseer again. He's ruler. He gets his rank back. He gets promoted. He gets his position back, even above the other overseers. He was overseer at Jacob's house. He was overseer at Potiphar's house. He was overseer in the prison. And now he's overseer in the palace and in the nation, which is really the world then. 41, he gets his reputation back. He's acquitted. Innocent. Acquitted. Gets his reputation back. 42, he gets his robe back. He's done lost it twice. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Gets his robe back. Gets a chain. That's a sign of aristocracy, of leadership, royalty, a royal bloodline. He's a statesman now, not a prison chain. He already had that. He already had a chain in prison that hurt his feet. Not that chain. This one's around his neck for leaders, for rulers. He gets a ring of authority, Acts 1:8. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He gets his ring back. He gets 43, gets him a ride. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. I think it had the aluminum wheels and radio tires. He made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Philippians 2. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He's number two. He's ruler again. He's ruler in Jacob's tent. He's ruler in Potiphar's house. He's ruler in the prison house. And now in Egypt. Psalm 119:71. The chickens are coming home to roost. It works both ways. Psalm 119, verse 71. It was good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. The Lord's evening things out now. Verse 45. Let's see, what was that? We read 43, got him a ride. 44, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I'm Pharaoh. Without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." 45, he gets him some romance. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. He went out because he went to work. He gets him a Gentile bride. The family done rejected him back there in 37. And now he goes out and gets him a Gentile bride. God gives him a Gentile bride. She don't have no history. You can get in today. You can get delivered today. You don't have to have a bloodline. Anybody can get in. You can be from now and you can get in today. The brothers are ignorant about it. They don't know about this new family, this Gentile bride. She, the church, is going to share in His glory over the nations.
Amen.
She, this new bride, this Gentile bride, she'll see Him as Lord, and she's going to see the sheaves bow down to Him.
Yeah.
She's going to share the glory. Eve was seen in the formation of the church, Asenath in the future of the church.
Amen.
She's going to be in there and share His glory. We know nothing of her past. I'm so glad y'all don't know me. Before she's brought to Joseph, we don't know nothing about her. Know no man after the flesh. She shares in bringing many sons to glory. We can get in on it. We'll go get in on it next week. Pass out some tracts. Tell some others. 51 and 52. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, "He hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house and all my past." And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God caused me to be fruitful in the land of mine affliction. See, I'll either be fruitful or forgetful. I'll be like the butler and forget to mention him, or I'll be fruitful. I'll tell someone about him and they'll get in. I'm either one or the other. Do I forget him or am I fruitful? Verse 46, I skipped a little bit there. Back up to 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Let's check it out in Luke 3:23. We're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. Luke 3:23, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age when, as was supposed, he was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. That's not all. Where that started is in, well, let's look at it in Psalm 75. 6 and 7. For promotion, Joseph just got promoted. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, and he putteth down one and setteth up another. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. That's what the Lord did for Joseph. Joseph did right. Numbers 4. Numbers chapter 4. The Lord was fulfilling the law, actually, when we read about it there in Luke. Here's where it got started. Numbers 4, verse 3. And from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 23. From 30 years old and upward until 50, shalt thou number them to do the work in the tabernacle. Verse 30. From 30 years old and upward until 50, to do the work in the tabernacle. Verse 35. From 30 years old even unto 50, they'll do the work of the tabernacle. 39. From 30 years old and upward, they're going to work around the church house. Verse 43. From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50, they'll do the work of the tabernacle around the congregation. 47. 30 years old and upward unto 50, be in the service of the ministry and the burden of the tabernacle of the congregation. 1 Chronicles 23:3. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of, that's the priests by the way, from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by the poles, man by man, was 38,000 of them. And the Lord did it. 1 Chronicles 14:40. I'm sorry, Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Can't read my own writing when it gets cold. 1 Corinthians 14:40. That's why the Lord started when He's 30. That all things be done decently in order. Just like our great high priest. All in 1 hour, Joseph gets delivered. Adversity is finished. Advancement is begun. God bless Pharaoh for Joseph's sake. We're here this morning for Jesus' sake. That's why I had gas in the tank. That's why I had a donut at home. That's why I could walk in on two good legs. You know, got two good arms, two good eyes. The will of God was not merely to present Joseph, but to promote him. To hold the Lord up. The unsaved man only needs to know that Jesus is the Savior of the world. But the saved man, we need to know that He's the revealer of secrets. That He knows everything. I'll go ahead and tell you, He knows everything. He knows everything. Let's go back to chapter 41 again. Genesis 41. I'll start in 46 again. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went to work throughout all the land of Egypt and did what he was told to do. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities and the food of the field which was round about every city laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of Moab, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me to forget all my toil and all my father's house and all my past. And the name of the second was called Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of mine affliction. And the 7 years of plenteous that were in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all the land, but all the land of Egypt had bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, and the people cried unto Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph and do what he saith to you do. Let's look at that in John 2:5. His mother saith unto his servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Be real good advice for Brother Rick. Whatsoever he says, do it. Now, we also want to notice that Joseph was 30 years old now. That was in verse 46. Now we've had 7 years of famine. How old is he now? Preacher went to school at Winona. 37. He's 37 years old. How old was it when everything started back in chapter 37? How old was Joseph? Jacob. These are the generations of Joseph being 17 years old. 20 years went by. He's 37 now. He was 17 when it all started. Verse 56 now. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands. Let's look at that. Let's go back to 37. That might be wrong. 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old. That's when his story starts, and now we're 37. And verse 56 here, all the countries came. Don't forget, we're all sinners. And then in 57, Joseph going to be the Savior of the whole world. Let's go over to chapter 47. There's another section here of Joseph the statesman. It matches these verses we just read. 47:13. Down through 20 is still Joseph the statesman. And there was no bread in all the land. This is telling the story again a little better maybe. For the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I'll give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle, and for the herds, and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. And when the year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and they said unto him. Now, this kind of seems cruel down here until you study it out, but don't miss the part. They're coming to him and say, we want to do this. And they came unto him and said, we will not hide it from my Lord how that our money is spent, and my Lord hath also hath our herds and cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them, so the land became Pharaoh's. Now, really, when you study it out, it's a fair deal. On the surface, it seems like it's not, but it put the people to work. As a matter of fact, they asked for it. Joseph came up with the 20% tax, but they asked for this sharecropping. It put the people to work. It put the right people to work. And it put them to work in a place they were familiar with. They still stayed in their own house, farmed their own land. They've been farming all along. And it was an incentive for maximum production, and it supplied Pharaoh with adequate, consistent income. Joseph the statesman. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down in Jesus' name. Amen.
Very good.